The Palestinian prisoner on hunger strike for 88 days has not been able to see his family in the course of the protest action. Israeli intelligence services have refused to allow Mohammad Atik's family to visit him. Palestinian lawyers say the 33-year-old journalist, who is under administrative detention, is screaming his son's name and is desperate to hear his voice. Beik has stopped eating in protest at his imprisonment by Israel without any charge. Right groups are warning that his condition is deteriorating by the day. A correspondent in Ramallah, Mona Kandil, says that Israel is afraid that more Palestinian prisoners may decide to follow in the footsteps of Atik and go on a hunger strike.
Now, the Israelis are afraid that if this time he succeeded in his hunger strike, then in the future, any Palestinian administrative detainee would be engaged in new hunger strikes and would be pushing the Israeli system in order to release them. So this is why the Israelis don't want to allow Mohammed Atik to achieve his victory through this hunger strike. The Israelis know very well that there would be serious consequences in case Mohammed Atik passed away inside the Israeli custody. Palestinians, the Hamas movement, where Mohammed Atik was once of its supporters when he was a student at the Birzeit University, and they were threatening that Israel will be paying high price in case Mohammed Atik passed away inside the Israeli jail. Palestinians also are warning that this would be more clashes between Palestinian youths and Israeli soldiers. And of course, for the Palestinian leadership, it would be another file to be presented to the International Criminal Court